The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer, to be there to support them in every way that we possibly can.
He was 2.5, about to turn 3 when he was diagnosed with leukemia. Financially, we were in a very bad place, and so we reached out to the J Fund, and every time they were there to help us. They were paying our light bill whenever we fell short, gas cards because we were commuting back and forth. If it wasn't for them, I don't know how I would have gotten through this whole process. Caton's in remission. His last treatment was on Valentine's Day of this year, so everything is fine.
This is Liam, and he was diagnosed with ALL.
Well, he was in the hospital for a month, but the first week that we were in there, and then the J Fund reached out to us and said, hey, we want to help you guys out. And then ever since then, you know, they've been right there for us.
It's pretty amazing the amount of support you get when something like this happens. It really helps you see the good in the world.
Before my high school graduation, and I was diagnosed with stage 4 alveolar rhabdomyosarcoma, which is a soft tissue cancer. So I finished 2 years at the University of North Florida, and I got my AA degree. But when I was diagnosed with treatment, I did not get the opportunity to live on campus and experience that college life. And so I'm finally ready to move on out of my parents' house and go experience that college life with all my friends at Florida State. It means a lot to be the J Fund Scholarship winner. I've done a lot of work with the J Fund over the last 3 years. They're just an amazing organization. And so to be a part of this, you know, the family in a new way, it's kind of cool because I feel like I'll always be a part of them.
My son was Marlon McGriff II. He was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia January 1st, 2006. He was a bright little boy. He was 4 years old when he was diagnosed. I think he knew that the battle he was in was going to be a battle to the end. He was very strong. He was a fighter, and I always say that he had cancer, but cancer never lived, had him. It hit me pretty hard, and I am a person who likes to fix things by nature, and that was something that I couldn't fix. And that's when the J Fund was really there. They were there emotionally for me. And then after his passing, we have the Remembrance Weekend that we do every year. So it's a family reunion of sorts where there were other people who understood what you were dealing with. And you didn't have to go through a whole lot of explanation as to why. It was just, you know what, we understand.
We really are there for anything that they need. I mean, we're like a on-staff CPA for them, which is awesome. I mean, anybody could use that, but especially families like that.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, buddy.
It's a good boy.
It's always so fulfilling, and we get back so much more than we give. It's just a reward that I can't describe.
It's an incredible experience, and to think about these children and their parents, all they care about is that young person has a good day.
Seeing my children have so much fun and just being happy makes me happy, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for caring for our family as well as others' families.
They just want to be there and know we can count on them if they want to and just give support. It's as if they, like an extension of family.
Remember that the more your goals are directed at benefiting people beyond yourself, the more likely you'll be to achieve success. And that's what this is all about.